Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here, youtube.com/Steve and Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw content, right, Larson?
Yeah.
We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steve and Larson, where we have three live streams every week. This is a free one for everybody,
though. Everybody.
This is our weekly dirt sheet.
Everybody gets this one.
Wrestling weekend news recap. We got some good stuff.
We have audio.
We have audio?
That's a good step.
Look at that.
In the right direction.
Professional. Look at that. Social media. Boom. Joya Bearding on the Twitters.
That's me.
MF Steve here on the Twitters or at Real Going In Raw. On the Twitters, we're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Look at our newest shirt, Larson. Hey. Hey. Hey, you're not me.
For some reason, it's still listed as here as unlisted, even though I made it public.
You're not me.
Public. Why did I not make it public? So we're talking to only one person. Two of us, actually.
Can you make it public now?
Did you make
it public?
Yeah, see? Public.
Well, I think they can go back and watch the rest of it. Hey. Well, now they're just getting this right here. Hey.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to find out how to do it so it does it now.
Well, you know what? That's okay.
It's not doing it.
It's as soon as I said we're professional, that's when it went off the rails.
No, I noticed when we started, I was like, why is there only one person watching?
Yeah.
And right here, it quite obviously says public.
Yeah.
On the privacy, so I don't know.
I don't know, man. Look. Crazy things happen all the time, Larson. You got to roll with the punches. That's what I've learned in life. You got to roll with the punches. Anyways, how was your weekend?
It was okay.
We were in the same boat this weekend.
Yeah.
We were running daddy daycares out of this,
yep.
out of our respective homes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. My child is absolutely exhausting. Because here's the thing. I'm a big play toy for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, now it's being saved.
There you go.
Now is it going to be public? Sorry, we're off to a rocky start here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Here, you
there we go. Now we're public. We're fine.
Right.
We're fine.
Hey.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Hey, everybody. All you've missed so far, if you're just tuning in now, are our plugs and then me trying to initiate a conversation with you about parenting, which nobody really is here
no,
to
so you've missed to. Nothing.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get right into to rip off, what's his face, Keemstar. Into the news.
Into the news.
Holy crap. When you came over today, I was like, because I don't really do any of the research for this news crap. That's all you. You're a good producer at that.
Well, thank you.
You're a good digital online producer.
Thank you.
If you need a recommendation for a new job.
Well, yeah, it'd be only if I...
Digital online producer.
Gained other employment.
And then I could do this by myself, and I'd get all the money myself.
You're so eager to do this by yourself. You want me to
no.
either find another job...
No way!
Or pass away suddenly...
You mean die suddenly?
Yes. Or
does anybody pass away suddenly? I feel like passing away
is a gradual thing.
Right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, he passed away.
I think it's just a gentler way.
He got hit by a bus and freaking passed away.
Yeah, this is a kind of a gentler way of saying
nobody.
Someone died.
Nobody says I passed away violently.
Anyways,
this was. I got you there. I stumped you there.
Fall off a cliff.
I passed.
Get stuck in another country.
He fell off a cliff and passed away
violently.
Listen. You came over and you were like, hey, PW Insider said that Neville might be coming back to the WWE. Hey-oh!
Well,
whoa!
Maybe.
Talk about it. What's
so,
going on?
Yeah, PW Insider, they had a report today. Literally, I noticed it right as I parked my car in front of your house.
Yeah.
Which suggests, as you said, that Neville could be in talks to return to WWE. And that's what they had to say.
Hey-oh!
Quote, sources within the company have told PWInsider.com that there have been recent positive discussions between Neville and the company. There is a belief among some in the company that talks have gone so well that Neville could actually be returning to action for WWE before the end of the month.
Whoa.
So that's about two more weeks.
Man, that's great. Eight is great. I hope it's not 205 Live, even though I love that show. I feel like Neville doesn't need to be on there.
I'll be honest. I kind of got my hopes up we'd see him in New Japan. much as I love Neville and WWE, I'm so eager to see what he can do.
Yeah. I don't know. How old is Neville? He's what, mid-30s?
Yeah, mid-30s, I would suspect.
I'm going to say 35.
I'm going to say 33.
Oh, wow. Okay. You think that young, huh?
I'd be
Neville
really,
Chamberlain.
Really? No.
That's not the right Neville.
No.
Neville Pock.
It's Benjamin...
Satterly.
Yeah.
I know what his name is. You see we're getting those stickers? The Friendo Care Package is finally coming together.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's
exciting. I was
31.
Really...
Wow, he's young.
He's young.
There's plenty of time to see what he can do in New Japan.
Yeah.
Man, here's the thing. We don't watch New Japan weekly.
No.
We don't do that. I don't even know if we could do that.
Well, we could.
They run weekly shows on...
No, it doesn't. It wouldn't necessarily be their recent programming. You have to go to their back catalog.
If we want
to
make a living, we got to watch this. We got to watch WWE every single week.
Yes, we do.
So I'd rather he be on something that I'm watching every single week than not. God, how great would it be for him to come back to a huge response after Enzo said, I ran that guy out of town.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
But that mean he'd be back on 205 Live.
No, I don't want that. I want to be on Raw competing for the Intercontinental Championship.
Same here.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be fantastic.
I mean, here's the thing.
He has proved his heel bona fides.
Man.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
He unlocked some hidden mic skill ability, or at least he was given the opportunity to actually present his mic skills.
Yeah.
And yeah, his run as Cruiserweight Champion was some of the best work of the entire year.
I loved it. I just wonder if, you know, because Kalisto's there popping ratings. I am firmly convinced at this point that it's Kalisto popping ratings and not Enzo.
Really?
I really believe
that. What has convinced you of that?
Because the timeline matches up, and when we were talking about it on the podcast, got a couple Twitter responses. You might have seen some of them. One guy at, I guess he's like a teacher of some sort. I forget his name.
Okay.
Mentioned that when he talks about wrestling, like with his students, his young students, they all want to be Kalisto.
Interesting.
Another guy said that Kalisto is a big star down in below the border, I guess, south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else refuted that or disputed that, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it's not Kalisto. Maybe it is Enzo.
Maybe
it's a
confluence of events.
A perfect storm.
It's a combination of both.
Hey, can we just briefly talk about perfect storm? Tim Storm.
Oh yeah,
Billy Corgan bringing the NWA back to prominence. That look, I'm legitimately sad.
I'm really interested to see what he's doing.
I'm legitimately sad that you and I couldn't just pop down to LA and watch that match because something tells me that NWA Tim Storm stuff is just the Billy Corgan stuff. I think he wants to go by William Corgan now.
Yeah, his musical career is William, whatever his middle name is, Corgan now.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
But his Twitter handle's still at Billy.
Yeah, right. He can never get rid of that. Because
who
else is going to be Billy? Like, if I was just at Steve, if I started going by Steven, I couldn't get rid of at Steve. It's the only Steve out there.
Yeah, it's treasured.
You know?
Wonder how he got. Did he sign up to Twitter, like, immediately?
Jack is a massive Smashing Pumpkins fan.
And got,
I don't know.
And got the at Billy.
You'd think so, right?
I don't know.
I mean, geez.
I would think that'd be a lot of competition for at Billy.
Yeah, right. It just wouldn't be Billy. I mean, maybe he reached out to Twitter or the guy who has at Billy and said, I'll sing you a song on your...
I'll cut you a check.
I'll cut you a check.
Maybe.
I would have done that just to have him sing, like, over my voicemail. Like, you know, Steve's not here.
It's a terrible Billy Corgan
impression.
He
won't be here very long.
He's like a gib.
He'll be, Steve's not here, and he's not coming back.
Way more gib than Billy Corgan.
That's what I'm going to make my outgoing message. Steve's not here, and he's not coming back.
I shouldn't have said gib. Because now you're going to do Gib the entire episode.
So anyways, I think this is great. So wait, Power Rank.
It's good. It's good.
He's going to come back to. Do you think, let me ask you something. Do you think he's coming back to 205 Live? Do you think they're actually going to talk to him and be like, look, let's hear what you have to say.
Here's the way they can
Who's
do this.
Reaching out to him? Is it Triple H?
Probably.
Hey.
Bed. Here's the way they can do this. He comes back to 205 Live. Let me finish.
Okay.
Him and Enzo finish off this feud of theirs.
Yeah.
And I don't know how exactly, but at the culmination of that feud, Neville transitions on to something on Raw.
Yeah.
So he's not on 205 Live anymore. He's on Raw now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they at least get to finish up the program between... I'm not saying this is going to happen in a matter of weeks. I hope in a matter of like a couple months, he shows back up, beats Enzo, gets that belt back. Something happens, so Enzo eventually gets it back again. Neville moves up to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm pretty much saying.
Yeah. Not going to happen. There's no way that he's going to come in and get the belt off the guy who seemingly might be popping ratings. Enzo, I think, is a big part of that.
Oh, yeah. But imagine if, as you mentioned earlier, Enzo was bragging about being the guy who sent Neville out of town. Well, then Neville comes back.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gone.
Yeah.
Massive face pop for Neville. I mean, that could, especially after Survivor Series, when I assume, or where I assume, Kalisto's not going to reclaim that title off Enzo.
You know where the perfect spot for Neville would be?
NXT.
No.
SmackDown.
No, man, taking on The Miz for the IC title. That's what he should be doing.
Yeah, that's what happened after he does. He wraps up this loose end with Enzo.
Yeah, but the problem is it's not going to be Miz anymore. It's going to be Bronze.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big problem right there.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Send him to SmackDown. He can compete for the U.S. title.
Oh, I'd be totally into that.
Him and Corbin?
Yeah, him and Corbin. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
They'd put on some decent
like
matches.
Like a tweener Neville against tweener Corbin?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good stuff.
Oh, Corbin's not a tweener. It'd be heel Corbin. You can have a tweener versus a heel.
Oh, that. I know.
Yeah.
But I think the Corbin's like mediocre mic work, especially his hey.
Hey, so for those who weren't here for the shirt plug, hey, look at this new shirt. It's not a Baron Corbin shirt. It's just a wolf. It's Slow Wolf.
Could be a fox.
Because here's the thing. I showed this shirt to my stepkid, and she said he looks like he has issues with his brain. He looks like he's slow. So he's Slow Wolf.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was saying, I think
it's not a Baron. It's not an official Baron.
No, I can't.
Is this considered a parody shirt?
Maybe.
Like, we make fun of him, so I made this shirt. Hey.
Pro I was going to say, my point was, because of that, since we find him somewhat endearing, I can't take him seriously completely as a total heel.
Corbin. Baron?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, because I observe. I'm an observer of wrestling, Larson. It's really, you can call me a wrestling observer.
But you're not the wrestling observer.
There's only one wrestling observer.
Yeah.
Do I take him seriously? No, of course not. Because we clown him all the time. But the people do. The people take him as a heel.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying that from anybody's perspective other than my own.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's like I don't take him as fully heel because he's kind of unintentionally goofy.
Yeah.
So I can't take him completely seriously as a heel.
No, that's fair enough. I see
I
your
find
point.
His goofiness somewhat endearing.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I pull for the guy. Same. It's kind of the same way I pull for Jinder. You know, I really wanted to see Jinder versus Brock.
I kind of wanted to see it too.
So let's talk about that really quick.
Okay.
Triple H over the
nice
weekend.
Nice segue.
Triple H. I know I've missed your segue today.
Guess so.
Triple H over the weekend posted a video of him standing next to a boxing bag.
On Twitter.
On the Twitters. And he said, people of India, a lot of people are asking the game Triple H if he's going to come back to in-ring competition.
It's not a very good Triple H.
I find it funny that I'm not doing a good Triple H right now.
Yeah, I know. Your impression game is a little bit off today.
So I'm going to challenge Jinder Mahal to the biggest match in India's history, the game Triple H versus Jinder Mahal. So let me know. Let me hear your voice in the comments and with like the little like button because like you get like 280 characters now. So you can like write a whole freaking paragraph to the game.
But this is all in the video.
Telling me why I should fight Jinder Mahal.
And then he says, are you ready?
Hey, India. Are you ready? What if the people of India like unanimously in the comments, in the ats, in the replies rather, said, I don't want this. This sounds like crap. Put the belt back on Jinder. This is huge for Jinder. This is an above title match.
Yeah. I think we both said for Seth's match against Triple H at WrestleMania that it was in some sense, since it was a major storyline, above titles.
Yeah.
This is a huge opportunity for Mahal to take on Triple H in India. And granted, he's not WWE champion anymore, but still, it's a huge step to be able to say, okay, I'm going to be in the ring with the 13-time world champion, a future Hall of Famer, the guy who, you know, has a hand in running the actual company.
Well, here's the thing.
And that this guy is probably going to lay down and do the job for me.
If you and I...
That's pretty massive.
Oh, you think... Yeah. Oh,
Jinder's
winning. Oh, yeah, he is. I didn't even go that far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going to win. That's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I have a lot of love for the modern-day Maharaja. You know? I know you do, too.
I want to see him succeed.
I want to see him do well. I just like, you know... We had that sort of a conversation not too long ago when somebody asked, hey, who's a main eventer who you can see on a pre-show a year from now? And it is kind of Jinder. And yeah. I don't want him to go there, man.
I don't either.
I mentioned this the other day, too. I mentioned this, I think, on our last SmackDown podcast. If you were to take if you had booked Jinder exactly as you have booked him since he's been champion, only never put the belt on him in the first place, and he had that feud with Orton. And he had that feud with Nakamura, and you built him that way, he would be like, I mean, that to me, that would have been like much more preparable, kind of, because like, people would have taken him way more seriously
if they had inverted his push.
Took him.
And built him in this fashion, and then pushed him up into the main event scene right now would have been, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think this is good for him. It's interesting, though. Doesn't seem to be a split right now with the Bollywood Boys. You know, he trashed them after he lost the title on SmackDown.
But then in responding to Triple H's challenge, he had the Singh brothers with him.
Yeah.
He accepted Triple H's challenge. So the match is going to happen, I believe, December 8th.
It makes me wonder if now that the, you know, and his title reign has come with mixed reactions. There is not one, oh, it's crap, oh, it's great.
It's been pretty polarizing.
A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people do like it.
And the creative for his run as champ has generally not been the best.
Hasn't been great. But now that the seed is planted, that this guy had a six-month run as top champion, I honestly think that in the minds of a lot of people, he's like legitimately up there now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
a lot more believable as a main event.
A lot more believable at the very least.
Yeah.
But this seems like, you know, there was some speculation. Well, is he going to get the title after Survivor Series?
During this tour, maybe?
During the tour.
Seems no.
Probably not.
He might not get the belt back at all.
So this is going to be taking place when?
December 8th. So about 2 weeks after Survivor Series, 2.5 weeks.
And about 2 weeks before Clash of Champions?
Yeah.
Clash of Champions is...
Mid-December.
Okay.
Might be the weekend before Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe the 18th, 19th, around there. Yeah, it seems like the odds of Mahal getting that belt back have decreased significantly. I mean, he was initially slated to defend the title against Kevin Owens during this tour.
Right.
Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So, it will be interesting to see if he'll get a rematch.
Mm-hmm. We got a
Okay, go ahead.
We got a 5-pound super chat from Blade Sinclair, who seems to believe that Jinder won't win because Vince doesn't like talent winning in their hometown.
I think he's going to make an exception in this
Vince
case.
Vince likes money. There would be...
And also, Jinder is from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. But I see both ways.
Yeah, I know.
I see both ways. I know. Yeah, it's not like he's going to be in fear. Well, he kind of would be. Well, I still don't know if the India crowd has embraced Jinder.
I don't know. That's a whole other discussion to have, too, is you know, by all accounts, AJ winning the title was kind of a rushed decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought I heard somewhere over the weekend that AJ and Jinder found out day of the title was going to switch hands. Apparently,
really?
It was done in response because ratings on SmackDown weren't good.
Yeah.
But
they booked the match like a couple days in advance.
Yeah.
Like the weekend prior.
Well, no, it wasn't the weekend prior. So it was, I think they made the match on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, the week prior.
But, you know, they internally in the executive office at Titan Towers might decide who won the match, but that wasn't initially communicated, from my understanding, from what I read, until day of the talents involved.
Oh, yeah, okay. I could see that.
They're
always like the last to know.
I know.
Yeah.
Obviously, the title change was a last-minute deal, and it's kind of a bummer for Jinder to carry that belt for 6 months and be so close to this tour of India that's going to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially for WWE, and I'm sure for himself,
mm-hmm.
and then not be able to carry that belt into that tour, that's going to be a bummer for him. I mean, he gets this match against Triple H, which is huge.
Well, I think for any of those wrestlers, you know, the title means that you've done a decent job. They have faith in the job that you're doing.
Yes.
Your
ability to do a job.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. He's got to feel a heck of a lot better now than he did a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he can't feel too bad about it.
No, I'm sure.
He's fighting Triple H.
Miles away from what he was doing when he came back, and it was even further away from what he was doing before he left.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
You know, seeing the evolution of his character work especially, and, you know, how he's managed to advance himself within the company in such a short amount of time, it's been pretty impressive.
Now that it appears... he won't be dropping the title at WrestleMania to John Cena. And granted, this is super premature.
Yeah.
That might be better for him.
You know? Oh, I think so. So the worry would be that, you know, he has a match against Cena.
And he's buried.
Yep.
Yeah, especially in the buildup. Because that's what we talk about. Like, Cena loves to bury people.
I know.
Like, if you can't handle Cena on the mic, although that would have been an interesting... Mahal has the presence. Who was the last guy that Cena... Oh, it was Corbin.
Yeah. He buried the hell out of
him. Buried the crap out of it. And Corbin doesn't have as intimidating a facade...
No.
As Mahal does, you know, like, because Corbin's kind of goofy. He acts kind of goofy on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, he acts petty. And I mean, that's part of his character is he's petty.
Yeah.
He puts literally the title in people's faces.
I know. That's great.
To rub it in their face, which is great. We love, like, petty's hilarious. But Mahal, granted, he was doing like the racist shtick, which is obviously, you know, kind of low. But he has, you know, between the Bollywood boys being with him, the fact that he looks like $1 million, he's got the best face in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole presentation is very, I mean, it's very royal like, you know, it's very like this guy looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
He presents himself.
Yeah.
I could see how it'd be. He might be able to withstand a Cena burial in the lead up, perhaps more than some other people.
Yeah.
More than Baron Corbin.
I know.
For sure.
Yeah. But still to deal with the burial on that large of a stage.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to create a path to go from main eventer to pre-show match, getting buried by Cena seems like perhaps a necessary stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want that to happen to Jinder. We want him to stick around at least in the mid-card and be competitive and get chances at titles.
Well, it also helps that SmackDown doesn't really, like, because they didn't put Bobby Roode in the heel position, which they really should have,
in the
top heel position. There is, I mean, you know, barring, and I hope they don't do another shuffle before Mania, you know, that's a good long time of Jinder being able to lay claim to sort of top company heel right now.
Because
they only have, I mean, they got Rusev, but man.
Well, I mean, like on SmackDown, it's Owens and now Zayn as a duo is kind of top heel. And then now it's Jinder's probably in the two spot and then Baron in the third spot.
And if you look at those guys, like people love Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, even though, yeah, they're heels. But people, like, in terms of true heels, it's Baron and Jinder. And I think Jinder's top, you know, above in the pecking order than Baron Corbin.
Well, obviously, I think so too. Yeah, because Corbin's got that U.S. title,
right?
So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. Yeah, I fully expect him to beat Triple H, and it'll probably be due to interference from the Singh brothers, and that's fine. Although, I mean, maybe not. Maybe it depends if he goes in this match. Because initially when he was booked to face Owens, defend the title, when I read that, I was like, oh, they're going to have him. They're going to book him as the face in that match. But maybe against Triple H, they'll do it differently. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens. It'd be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see. I would like to think that if they're going into India and they're using Jinder as their, you know, their ambassador, if you will, to the land, that they would do the whole he's a face in his home in his hometown thing.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
that would make the most sense.
That would have him go over. But who knows? I mean, I don't know if they have a read on how the fans, the WWE fans in India feel about Jinder, if they give a crap.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
I mean, from what we've understood, there hasn't seemed to be any big metrics that have moved significantly with this Jinder experiment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting stuff, an interesting return has been confirmed.
Well.
Probably.
Maybe
she's at somebody took a shot of her. She's at the facility.
Yeah.
She's walking from the parking lot.
Again, PW Insider reported on Saturday that Paige, this is all spoiler alert. If you want to hear this news, you want to be surprised by something.
Yeah.
Like if you're watching the live stream now, just stop.
Yeah. It's
give
okay.
us 10 minutes.
It's
come
all
back.
Good. It's all good.
Mute the audio, whatever. If you're watching this VOD, just skip ahead a few minutes.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Your spoiler has been alerted.
Listen,
Paige is all set to return to WWTV. Again, spoiler alert. Tonight on Raw.
Tonight on Raw. She's rich. So
this is, again, according to PW Insider.
And this is contrary to what we read a month or two ago.
It was a while ago, but I said this was going to happen, Steve, a couple weeks ago. Okay. I said that she was going to be on Raw and she's going to fill out the Women's Survivor Series team.
Okay.
I said this and you poo-pooed it.
Yeah, sure.
Eat crow. That's what PW Insider had to say.
That was an awfully angry statement you just made there. You're wrong all the time, and I never say, hey, Larson, F and you.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I will from now on.
This is what PW Insider had to say. Quote, the belief among several we have spoken with is that Paige will somehow end up on the Raw women's team. Of course, there is a triple threat match scheduled tonight on Raw between Bayley, Mickie James, and Dana Brooke.
I cannot believe for a second that Bayley's not going to be on that team.
Well, hold on. And that match is to fill out the final spot on the Raw Women's Survivor Series team. And PW Insider states, quote, it's possible Paige is added to make it a four-way or WWE runs some other sort of angle to have Paige replace one of the members of the team.
It's got to be Alicia Fox.
Well, she's captain.
Yeah, I know. How do you get rid of that? How do you do?
I don't know how you can.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. That's my favorite, Jeff. That's my... Oh, hello. Oh, breaking news. New patron. I can't believe that Bailey's not going to be on the team. There's one spot left. It ain't going to be Bailey.
It's going to be Paige, man.
No, I know. It's going to be Paige. I'm saying Bailey's not going to get left off.
We'll see.
That'd be terrible.
It'd be a bummer.
It'd be a total bummer. They're going to. There's going to be some. There's got to be some shenanigans where Alicia Fox gets left off. Kind of weird that she was captain in the first place. Let me ask you something.
What?
When did was this the plan? When Alicia Fox became captain that night on Raw, was it in the plans for Paige to show up and take this?
What do you think the answer to that question is?
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
I think that's correct.
They had no idea that she'd be ready or not.
Well, I think they'd have an idea that she'd be ready.
So much of this is on the fly.
Oh, yes. PW Insider followed up the following day. That would be Sunday, yesterday, to confirm that Paige was indeed in Atlanta, home of tonight's Raw. So it seems that her return is probably going to happen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited? It's been more than a year since we've been on TV.
Yeah, man, I love Paige. I got to find my Paige shirt.
You should.
I was going to wear it, but I don't know where it is. I think I put it in the clothes for donation, but all those bags are out in the garage.
No,
I still
gotta
have it.
Go dig through some
gotta
bags.
Gotta go get it.
Do it.
I did it when she was – I put it out there when she was suspended. I'm like, I don't need this shirt anymore.
But now you
now
do.
Now she's back and things are good. This is very exciting. This is awesome. So, yeah, are you excited about this? I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Should we talk about how this affects Impact Wrestling?
No, because it doesn't impact Impact at all.
Sure it does. Are you kidding me? Of course it does. Alberto Del Rio is in the main event scene. He's not their champion.
I understand that.
This is going to set him off somehow.
She says she's single now.
Yeah, I know. This is going to set him off.
Really? he's going to have a chip probably, on his shoulder now?
Yeah. He's gonna get on Periscope. After having a few too many cervezas.
Terrible idea.
And he's going to start running down Triple H in derogatory manner, talking about big noses and whatnot. And then he's going to be talking mean about Paige. And then GFW is going to have to go through this whole thing again. We're suspending him again, even though we've already shot 8 months of TV. You see that GIF, the GIF from the backstage brawl?
Yeah, where John Morrison launching himself.
It doesn't make any sense. Physically speaking, it's weird. Because, like, it's as if he's on a pulley system.
Yeah.
But then he's not.
He's super athletic, man.
But it's weird. Like, I get that he's super
athletic. No, I know the angle is literally like someone threw him. Like he's a javelin.
But, okay, it's not just that. It's, here, this is what it is. There's no downward trajectory.
No, I know.
He comes in like this.
That's what I'm saying.
When you jump, it's only this. There's no period when you're like this. This is.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying.
This is physically impossible.
It's like someone threw a javelin, not up.
Right.
Straight.
Right.
It's like he was launched like a missile.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It's so weird.
He's super athletic, though.
But that's not an explanation. Come on. Lots of people are super athletic.
I know. But if he began his jump just right off camera, and the camera is just positioned just so... It can look like he just literally launched himself in somebody.
Does Impact strike you as the type of production who knows how to place cameras in the right position?
I have faith that John Morrison knows what he's doing.
John Morrison definitely knows what he's doing. Anyways, yeah, I mean, Paige coming back. This is great. I'm really happy. There was the distinct danger that she was going to, you know, wellness violation her way out of the WWE. I mean,
yeah.
It's still possible. She's got two strikes on her now. And those strikes don't come off.
Nope, ever.
Jeff Hardy, I think, still has two strikes. And he was gone for like 20 years.
Yep.
So anyways.
Those are on your record forever.
Do you think it'd be justified not to have... Do you think it wouldn't be odd to have Bayley not on Raw, not on the Raw women's team?
No, I am agreeing with you. It'd be weird.
So fantasy book that crap, Dad. How's that going to go down?
This is how it's going to go down.
Okay.
Paige is going to get her way into this match. She's going to win. She's going to be on the team. Bayley won't.
So you think that's a possibility?
It's a distinct possibility.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It is a distinct possibility, Steve.
People are saying Ed Cabo gave his $2 super chat, said,
thank you.
Bailey gets left off feeding her heel turn.
Could be.
Could be. And then another $2 super chat from Mr. Michael Law. He says, power rank the best ways to turn Bailey heel. Number one, leave her off the Survivor Series.
Yeah, that'd make her really upset.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right now, that's a spoiler. Never mind. I was reading PW Insider. So is there any breaking news?
Oh, any more breaking news on Paige? On Bailey not being at Survivor Series?
Let's talk about Raw tonight.
You talking about doing a Raw preview?
Raw preview.
All right. Paige coming back. We already talked about that.
I know, but there's more. Reigns is coming back.
That's not official.
Roman Reigns is coming back, though. That is official.
Oh, yeah. Where's he been?
He had the mumps. That's why he wasn't at TLC.
He had the moops.
Mumps.
The mumps.
And of course, I'm guessing this to start setting up.
Are you just fatigued? Does he just lay up in bed?
No, you get your
what?
Saliva glands get all swollen. So as we get these, like, you get really swollen
you
right
look
here.
Like some weird creature from a Jim Henson workshop.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then the swelling goes down.
Like a Cronenberg movie?
It's not to that extent, I don't
Big
think.
Big dog. What if his new gimmick, he's going around coughing on people?
Yeah.
Where's Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, that should be his gimmick.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's been confirmed whether Wyatt had mumps or meningitis.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Heard both. But anyways, you know Reigns is happening. Back.
And then apparently they're supposed to show up on the SmackDowns, too.
Yeah.
The Shield.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make their actual Shield reunion debut at the Survivor Series against New. It's the only match that hasn't been confirmed.
Yes. But it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's totally going to happen.
And they'll start setting it up somewhat tonight.
Yeah.
Also, Lesnar and Heyman are supposed to be there to start hyping up Brock versus AJ.
Paul Heyman's going to take the,
Is he going to take credit publicly for putting that belt on AJ?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that could be.
I don't think he's going to break kayfabe quite to that degree.
Yeah.
Don't think that's going to happen, Steve.
Don't think it's going to happen. What's Elias going to do tonight?
Probably more stuff with Jason Jordan.
Yeah, greengrocer, mm-hmm. Jason Jordan. Mm-hmm. I'm down to see that.
Also, Team Raw is going to respond to the announcement of Cena being on Team SmackDown.
Sure.
Because that is that's a pretty monumental change. Team SmackDown helps even out the balance of power between the two teams.
Were they? I mean, obviously, is Cena going to be on SmackDown Tuesday? He has to be.
Yeah, right? He would have to be.
Okay,
I would think so.
Why wouldn't they have just like?
Because he's going to be the ref for the Mahal Lesnar match until that match wasn't happening.
No, but why wouldn't they have made the announcement on TV to generate buzz?
They're probably unsure about everything, man. They don't plan ahead.
they don't plan. You mean like they couldn't call up Cena and say, "Hey, can you be at SmackDown on Tuesday so we can make this announcement?"
Oh, we're going to make a big on the team
on team.
Oh, okay.
Like make a big deal about.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then
is he shooting a movie right now, so he could be very busy.
Is he going to explain? Is he going to explain the Raw thing? He was just on Raw.
He's a free agent. He said he can go wherever he wants. He's already said that.
Yeah, no, but you understand that brand versus brand denotes some sort of brand loyalty.
He has no brand loyalty.
Exactly. So why is he? Is him being on Team SmackDown? Like, what's going to be his rallying cry?
Hustle, loyalty, respect, probably.
I don't know what that means.
He'll go to Raw and say,
you
can't see me.
That's such an abstract thing. I mean, this is just for him. Like,
it's all the steps and program between him and somebody on Team Raw further down the line. That's
for him.
For.
For him in character, right?
Yeah.
This is just playing around. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
He can go wherever he wants.
Yeah. He just called up Shane and says, hey, I'm not doing anything for our series. Can I be involved? Shane says, yeah, you're John Cena. Sure.
Well, it'd be the other way around. Shane's looking for somebody to be on the last member of his
team.
No,
I feel like Cena takes the initiative.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I got a couple hours off from shooting a movie.
Shane was this close to just giving it to Rusev.
Yeah.
And then he got the call.
Yeah.
Shane, I talked to Vince. I'm on your team.
Okay.
But he never actually talked to Vince. He just says it.
Yeah. No, he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. He just calls him Shane.
No, he says, Shane.
Shane.
I'm on the team.
If my math is right, and it always is, you have four people, which leaves one person on your team. It's me.
Click.
Click. And then Shane's like, I think that was John Cena, but it looks like he got a new number. Well, one of my old friends like was in town, and she texted me and said, hey, dinner tonight? I'm like, I assume I know who this is. But is this person? And she's like, yep. I was like, all right, cool. So Sorry, I can't. Wife's going to Vegas.
Sean Holver, $5. The Shield versus Miz and Cesaro and Sheamus has been announced for tonight. That's a good match.
Who, what now?
Shield versus Miz, Cesaro, and Sheamus.
Confirmed from Sean Holver.
Yeah.
Our new Going In Raw insider.
Yeah. Low-level writer, Sean Holver.
For a $5 super chat, you can be our insider as well.
Yeah.
Feed us misinformation. Wait, who's it again? Miz and who?
The Shield versus Miz, Cesaro, and Sheamus.
The Shield's tonight's going to be their official reunion show?
Guess so.
Or is Team SmackDown going to come down and interfere in that match?
That's what they should do.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a situation, giving people a match they should pay for free.
It's just me, or this like whole Survivor Series thing. It started out great with the Under Siege thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then they've referenced it, obviously.
They decided to reshuffle the deck several times.
A lot. And it's going to be, it's a great lineup. But in the meantime, it's just sort of been like a lot of Twitter announcements and like off-camera things happening.
Yeah.
So it's been like a weird buildup, and I'm excited for. Are we doing? We're doing a live stream.
Yeah, of course.
For Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. It starts. The show starts at 4 o'clock rather than 5. I think the pre-show starts at 2.
Okay.
So we have to schedule when we're going to start.
Wait, what? The pre-show starts at 2?
Yes, and the actual show starts at 4. It's going to be at least 4 hours.
Are we sitting here for 4 hours?
At least.
Can we get that office space by next Sunday?
Well, I don't know. No, it's not next Sunday. It's this upcoming Sunday.
Well, next. This next. Yeah, you're right. If I say next Sunday, that kind of does mean the following
Sunday.
It could be either one, though. We're this early in the week.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So I just want to be clear. It's this upcoming Sunday.
Man, we got to do a count out. Top 10 things you're going to see.
Yeah, predictions video.
Remember that time we predicted T-Bar was going to break
up? We said that several times.
We should do that again. The end of T-Bar.
We should.
Anyways, time to take some questions.
Yeah, let's take some questions.
We have some time to fill in the podcast. Let's get some questions. I'm going to go back in time. Mr. Hunt here, 87, tried to trick me with his name, says, I feel as though Rusev should have had Jinder's title run. Agree or disagree? I kind of disagree. I think that they made a big start at Jinder.
Yeah.
Like, when you can create something huge out of nothing, that's a big deal. I don't think Rusev would have really been in much a different spot if he had a six-month title.
A lot of it depends on the creative. I know Rusev can be really entertaining, but if the creative stinks, it would still stink.
Okay, hold on. Fantasy book this. Justin Nota Bartolo says Cena could turn on Team Blue. There's zero reason for that to happen.
I mean, he's all about hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Right, exactly. Loyalty.
Yeah,
right,
and while he might not be loyal to any brand in the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. that night when he sports Team Blue, he is Team Blue.
It would be disrespectful for him to turn on
and
Team
to turn
Blue.
On Team Blue would be lacking honor. Oh, it's hustle, loyalty, respect.
Dude, hustle,
sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that would be hustling.
He would,
I got my H words
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah. But I feel like his hustle is more like just working hard.
I think
hard.
It was
honor
loyalty. Hustle.
You've been watching that Star Trek? I finished up the Discovery. Last night, they had the mid-season finale.
Yeah.
I love it. It's really good. Like, I hated the first two episodes.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
But by this mid-season finale, it was really good. It's good stuff. I recommend it.
I'm still really, like, mucusy. I don't know why.
Would you guys want to? I've got 1,000 people watching. Press the number one if you want to see Steve do a Star Trek podcast.
I'd do it if we were just talking about Wrath of Khan the whole time.
Well, you can be on my Wrath of Khan special.
I'm a Wrath of Khan expert.
Well, I was thinking of getting Big Jim.
Oh, that's a good
and we
choice.
Would start with Next Generation, and just every episode we do a podcast.
I know a decent amount about Next Generation. I've seen every episode.
It'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun to bring you on for special episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I'd call the podcast? Four Lights. The Four Lights Podcast.
Well, if you'd call it that, there should be four hosts.
Oh, that's too many people. It's a Steve show, man. And then Big Jim's there too.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll bring you on for the Wrath of Khan special. And then for like some of the goofier episodes, I'll bring you on.
I want to be on the one about the REM sleep one.
You let me know which episodes you want to be on or not, and you'll be on there.
That episode was awful.
Look at that.
A couple twos.
A couple
someone
twos.
Says, someone says Peyton Royce for some reason.
Peyton Royce is not an option. Do people want Peyton Royce on the Star Trek podcast? You think she likes Star Trek?
God, I'm looking at the stream. I look so tired. Do I look tired to you?
You know, you've been in a peppy mood today. You're not sick?
No, I mean, I'm still...
You're a little, but you're not like miserable sick.
No.
You've been miserable sick.
I don't think
sick
I ever
like
was really 100% miserable sick. Maybe a couple days.
Oh, you were pretty miserable sick. If that wasn't 100% miserable sick, I don't want to know what miserable 100% miserable sick is.
Any more questions?
If Paige is the Sean Holver, if Paige is the final member, will she and Asuka Asuka both be survivors for Team Raw, or will Paige get pinned? That does present a fairly significant problem. Shouldn't Asuka and Paige both be completely protected?
I don't know if Paige has to be completely protected.
Can you get a count out?
Yeah.
You be counted out?
Yes, you can be DQ'd too.
All right.
I believe, since it's just, it's not, you know, like a fatal, it's not a tornado tag match.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think there's still disqualifications and counters. Yeah.
Lone Seeker, do you guys think Aleister Black could someday be the face of the company? Hell yeah, I do. Or I'll just say, hell yeah, in my mind I do. In my dreams I do. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Probably not, though.
He'll be really successful. I don't know about face of the company successful.
Yeah, probably not. But man, he's so cool.
I don't know if there's anybody in NXT that could be face of the company.
Oh, Drew, for sure. Drew.
I know. I mean, I think he could if this was his first go-around. But I don't know. I don't know if they
really? Would say, you think if, the past is sullied Drew?
No, I don't know if it's necessarily sullied him, because he's doing great work now. I think what he's doing now is what ultimately matters.
Remember what Vince called him, the chosen one?
Yeah, I know.
I think they had high hopes for him back then.
Oh, they obviously
I'm sure did. Vince is very happy to have him back.
I don't want to make it seem like I don't think Drew is a deserving face of the company candidate, because I do. I just don't know if they would think
he
would be.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm not being snarky. Why? Because here's my counter to that. They thought Sheamus could be the face of the company.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that they totally, because somebody was bringing this up. I might have been our friend over at Forbes. I forget who, but they were talking about who was talking about the Roman experiment failing or something like that. They were saying there doesn't seem to be anybody else, and they're talking about Drew. And I was like, Drew? I think Drew would actually be perfect, even in their minds.
Yeah.
Because number one, he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
He is literally the most manly person you've ever really seen in your life. He is literally the most affable, likable guy, personable guy. And on top of that, he's Scottish.
I don't know. I just feel like given...
I know. I don't necessarily Sheamus is Irish.
Think they're going to hold his past, you know, his first run against him. But with the whole chosen one thing, they might be skittish to even in any sort of ambiguous way approach something like that. Whereas having, you know, like anointing him top guy again.
Oh, see, I think the fact that...
It would make an interesting story if he was the chosen one, came back around and ended up being top guy. I think that's a fascinating
I think the only thing that I could see with your point is them not wanting to make, although we've kind of already seen this not be the case with Jinder, a guy used to be a 3-man band guy because people can look back and look at how goofy he is. But nobody's done that. I mean, some people have done that with Jinder, but mainly it's, man, look at how far these guys have come.
Yeah, I know.
I think the fact that they try to make Jinder the face of at least their India extension and they made him WWE champion, I think that alone gives all the reason, all the evidence to support that they could totally see Drew as the head guy.
I think it'd be great.
He's so freaking likable.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Fantastic.
He's great. Mr. Jacobs, what do you think they will do with the Velveteen Dream once he's moved up to the main roster? I'm not optimistic, man. I'm not, especially on SmackDown. But man, I love him. I think he's so great. Here's what would kind of need to happen, and I think we're already seeing this with his feud with Aleister Black. We need layers to that character so that when he comes in, it's not a matter of, oh, what can they do with him? It's who do we want him to go up against? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like with Bobby Roode, we loved him as a heel because of who he was, but there wasn't a lot of layers there, you know?
There was enough to keep him interesting, though.
He said all the right things as a heel. His promos are always good, but it was like, what? He clowns Roderick Strong's family, and that's the only thing I really remember from his heel run. Besides, he had really good matches.
Yeah, and I think it was a combination of his mic work plus his I always called him a tactician in the ring.
Yeah.
He always seemed to have a strategy and a counter what anybody had to offer him. A combination of those two things. Because a lot of times when a heel drops mic work like Bobby Roode did, far too often you get someone might be a little bit more of a cowardly heel.
Yeah.
And he was never booked that way.
Oh, I know.
That was great.
I know.
When opportunity presented itself, he took advantage.
Well, we liked how he was. We liked that aspect, how he was presented, and the fact that it's Bobby Roode, and we've always liked him, and we've always wanted to see him come up. But in terms of, and it's the same thing with Finn Balor. That was always your problem with Finn Balor. It's like, who really is this guy?
Yeah.
We never got any like real layers with him, you know? And with the Velveteen Dream, I feel like they can we can really get that.
Oh, I know. He probably needs to stay in NXT for another year so they can
for sure, yeah.
Give him layer upon layer upon layer to his character. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Somebody asked, James Turney asked, why did WWE sign Leo Rush and not King Ricochet?
Ricochet can't sign with the company due to the nature of his Lucha Underground contract until January 18th.
Speaking of which, you see they're bringing it back? It was confirmed they're bringing it back season for season four. Yeah. That surprised me. Mr. Michael Law has a super chat. Do you think Baron Corbin should get a stable? Hey, look at the shirt. Wolfpack. Look, hey, you're not me.
No, he's a lone wolf.
He's slow wolf. No, this is slow wolf.
That's
he's
slow
lone wolf.
He's a lone wolf, so no, he shouldn't be in a stable at all.
We have to watch our IP.
Yeah.
Our trademark issues.
Yeah, he's a lone wolf. No stable for him.
No stable for you, sir.
Yeah, for Ricochet, it was really just a situation where he legally he cannot sign with any American promotion that broadcasts on television until middle of January. I want to say January 18th, but the date could be off.
Do you think what's the crowd reaction going to be like for Paige? Are they going to give her any guff? Where are they tonight?
Atlanta.
I think they'll be cool.
Yeah, I think a vast majority of people just be excited to see her back.
Yeah. I'd like to hope that if one guy starts chanting something unseemly, the rest will shout them down. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I like whenever I see that, man. I like when people get shut down.
Same here.
Just in general.
Power rank your top five most iconic weapons, wrestling weapons. Triple H's sledgehammer, Sting's bat.
A stick from the Bring Your Own Weapons match in Supreme Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, a stick.
Yeah.
It's more a tree branch.
Well, Brian Tannen called
it a stick, but it was a tree branch, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put that number three.
Okay. Didn't somebody use like a prosthetic leg? Hasn't a prosthetic leg been used a couple times?
Yeah, that was used I think during I want to say it was during Shawn Michaels and Sid's feud.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
I can't remember whose prosthetic leg it was. Either.
Was it like a plant fan?
No, I'd say it was a former wrestler that was in the crowd.
Really? Interesting. What other weapons have been used?
Alex C. says Socko. Dirty sock is a devastating weapon.
Socko.
I mean, I would say Triple H's sledgehammer through the history of wrestling is probably the most destructive
weapon. Oh, absolutely. Weapon. It's the most protected and over weapon. Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Just a random steel chair, too.
Yeah, but when that thing bit Macho Man, that's dark, man. That's messed up. That's, like, too violent for me. I shy away from that level of violence.
Well, you don't like snakes, either.
Snakes freak me out, dude. I don't like that. Oh, apparently Eric Young beat a guy with a prosthetic leg in TNA as well.
Oh. Yeah.
Lots of good. Al Snow's head, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. It was Mad Dog Vachon's leg.
That's right.
That makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Thoughts on AJ Anton Yanakiev asks, thoughts on AJ versus Lesnar? I still would have rather seen, I'm saying this, I still would have rather seen Jinder versus Brock because I think Jinder deserves it. I think he deserved it. You know? Now what is he going to do at Survivor Series? He's going to cost AJ the match?
Yeah.
He needs to show up.
Yeah, he's going to cost AJ the match.
Yeah, okay.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, but come on. Are they going to book AJ stronger than Brock? Are they going to give us the idea that AJ, boy, could you, that's going to be a hot crowd if they actually book AJ to make us believe that he has a chance of beating Brock, which I think they could.
Have to do it.
Yeah, right.
They really have to do it. And I think, you know.
Do you see him and Nakamura going at it? Oh! Ah, give me AJ Nakamura.
Yeah, that's going to happen too. You want to reconsider going to Mania this year?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nah, man, I want to be sitting in our new office space, right? Just chilling there. Bring Hilton down. Hilton lives nearby.
Yeah.
Hilton, come on down. He'll sit there. I'll do nothing. I was going to eat pizza the whole time.
For 7 hours?
Yeah.
You were uncomfortable there last year. If you have 7 hours worth of pizza in your belly, you're going to be super uncomfortable.
Binge and purge, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. Blah. Absolutely. Do you think, Alex C., do you think Vince considers AJ his top guy? Not the top guy, but his go-to guy. He'd have to, right? The guy is money. He's box office. And he's the best wrestler maybe in the world.
Angel Master 765. How powerful is Jeff Jarrett's guitar? Not powerful enough to put people in seats.
Yep. Couldn't draw a dime.
Matthew Williams Esquire. What do you think of Corgan's rollout for the new NWA? And are you sad to hear they are ending the affiliates?
No, I'm not sad about it because I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know this for a fact. I'm not sure how much the NWA name, and I don't know, but speaking as a fan for me, you know, when I saw Championship Wrestling from Hollywood was NWA Championship, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
I think it's, if you're using that, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I really don't think it's that huge of a deal.
I'm not sure how much of a draw the NWA name is.
I know.
If you're an indie promotion, I could be wrong. Maybe some places in the South where it was such a big deal, maybe there is some legacy value
There could be.
But out in LA, you know, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is like the fifth, you know, best or the fifth most buzzed about indie promotion in the Southern California area.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's nowhere near the level of a PWG. Now that I assume is is Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is because that was where the match took place. I don't know what his plans are for.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Having that be like a central,
like his home base.
I haven't watched all the 10 pounds of gold stuff.
No, I haven't either.
And then he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I got to listen to that. But I'm really fascinated by that stuff, man, because the fact that he's really playing up the history, and then he has like the what is it, Houston Tape Library? I forget the name of the family to do stuff with.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, man. That's great.
Fred the Shed, any TV shows you guys would recommend?
Trek Discovery.
You watch more TV than I do. I watched the HBO Spielberg documentary over the weekend.
Oh, wasn't it good?
It was all right.
Yeah. Let's see here. So you haven't watched Fargo, season 1 and 2? Oh, and 3. Yeah, they're all good. I'm just trying to think of shows that I've watched. Lacey's in the room right now watching Outlander.
Oh, yeah.
It's a time travel.
Yeah, my wife really likes that
period one. Period piece. You know what's dope about it? Ronald D. Moore, the writer from Deep Space Nine and Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
It's like his baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's got like cool sci-fi ideas to it, but then it's all wrapped up in mushy romance stuff. And it shows boo-boos in it. Can't go. You know what they had on Star Trek Discovery last night? The first time I've ever seen female Klingon nipples. They showed Klingon nipples on a woman. I am not joking.
Huh.
Crazy. They also dropped the F-bomb on it.
I know you mentioned that. I didn't know
that was kind of dumb.
They were
so out of place.
They were doing that much more of a mature Star Trek.
Yeah, it was like a sex scene. And it was like the camera was overhead. And so you see her boo-boos, right? And then you distinctly see Klingon nipples.
Hmm.
Weird.
Hmm.
Really weird. Rainn Wilson makes a good, what's his name? Mud. I forget his first name. Harcourt Mud.
Hmm.
He was in the original series.
Oh.
Because this only takes place 10 years before original series.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm a flippin' nerd.
You are a nerd.
I'm trying to think what other shows I've been watching. What did we just finish? We just finished something. It's always a bummer when I finish something really good. Speaking of finishing things really good, we are officially at podcast length.
Yes, we're over 50 minutes.
Here on the show. Where's my button for the music?
Probably where it always is.
Out music. Let's see if it fired up. There should be some music happening right here in a moment.
Your music player is up. Yeah. Whether it's playing or not, we don't know.
We'll find out. Anyways, thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.